Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Friday morning. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The Ryder Cup is on. Life is good in the United States of America this morning. Off to a good start in the Ryder Cup. So we'll see how that goes throughout the weekend. Joe, the Tinnacheeks Titans taking on the Houston Texans this weekend down there in Houston. Matchup of 0-3 teams. Not overly surprising that the Titans are 0-3. It is overly surprising that the Houston Texans are 0-3, the favorites to win the AFC South heading into the season. And not going very well for the Houston Texans. Having said that, you have a matchup of 0-3 teams. You have the Texans, who have not looked very good, one of the disappointments in the entire league so far this year. And then, Joe, you go and you look at the line and you say, well, it's two 0-3 teams. How bad could it be? And the Houston Texans are 7.5-point favorites. So,
yeah,
which I believe I heard DVD say yesterday for 0-3, for teams that haven't won a game that are playing each other as deep as week four in the NFL season. It's like the second time or third time in the Super Bowl era that one of those teams has been a touchdown favorite. So,
that's what Ed just asked, which I thought that's interesting. So I'd love to know where they got that stat. But yeah, I mean and yet when you go with your like preconceived notions about these teams and the fact that it's in Houston, it's not a surprising line at all, but it's still kind of eye opening, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like how. You know, I don't. Someone on the YouTube chat's like, you're saying, you know, Joe's like, or John. We're not trying to tank. No, I don't think anybody's talking about. Well, I shouldn't say nobody's talking about tanking. We're people who want to.
Oh, people are talking about tanking.
Yeah, people are talking about the draft. But I mean, I guess it's more to me, it's like, do you have any joy as a Titans fan?
Yeah.
Do you have any hope? I mean, Cam Ward, I guess, automatically gives you something. That's the thing. In the last 2 years, you've had the hopeful quarterback, right? So at least you've had that. Whereas, like, in Vrabel's last year, you know, it was like Tannehill and they brought in Levis, but it was like, I mean, at least you're like, the whole focal point last year, Will Levis, what is he? Is he the guy? Is he your franchise quarterback? Now it's Cam Ward. So you have that. And some teams don't even have that are bad.
Yes.
But beyond that, what is there?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, that is why I'm watching the Tennessee Titans. There's two reasons I'm watching the Tennessee Titans right now. Number one, it's my job, okay? So let me point that out. That is reason one why I'm watching. Number two is Ward. That's it. Like, that's why I'm watching the Tennessee Titans. I want to see, there's some intrigue about Cam Ward, and week to week, what's he seeing? How's he growing? What does that look like? Like, that to me, if I'm a Titans fan, is really the main reason that I'm watching. Is like, as the season goes on, give me as much Cam Ward as you can give me, and let's try to see if this whole thing gets any better. Problem is, this week I'm terrified for Cam Ward because I think he's going up against a defense that features two edge rushers that are going to get after him all game. And I'm like, just get rid of the ball. Like, Kuharski talked earlier this week about Ward's holding the ball way too long, which he is. That can't happen this week. You got to get rid of the football this week if you're Cam Ward.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that, well, first of all, you do have the young receivers, you know, so there's that. There isn't a ton on the defensive side of the ball, right? Like, to me, it's all about, do you have young players who you think can be like foundational players that maybe they're good right now? They're going to be like, this is going to be part of a core of a good team moving forward.
Well, the problem is two of those guys on both sides of the ball aren't playing right now.
Well, exactly. And that to me is where I still think it's possible. And I mean, I think especially in the run game, but I mean, I do like, I'm interested / I was excited going in the season to see Latham on the right side. And obviously then with Zeitler, and you know, we're seeing Skoronski look like a pretty good player. Now, I'm seeing some great, you know, social media battles between Stilley and Tic Tac Titans. I mean, you know, Stilley's still talking about, he's not the guard! And this guy's like, he's the best guard in the league! It's like, everybody just calm down. But he is I mean, I think he's one of the bright spots.
Yeah, I had to meet the Tic Tac guy. I'm sorry, but I did.
Just because of this?
No, a long time ago.
Long time ago?
It was showing up, and I eventually had to stop.
Didn't he call in one time? Stop screaming.
He did, and then Kuharsky eviscerated him for about 3 minutes for taking content.
Well, I might take his side more on this one with Stilly, but hey, I used to mute Stilly, so what do I, you know. Now I've unmuted
him. I'm sure he's a good guy. I was seeing too much of it. I had to stop.
Yeah, I've seen a couple videos where he's like, rah, 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 screaming with like, the camera like really close to his face. Like, just chill out, man.
Calm down a little bit.
It's okay.
It's all good.
But anyway, that part of this team, I was excited to see. Not because I was all that optimistic about Dan Moore, who is last week, the man door was closed a little more.
It was.
But
couldn't break through that door last week.
I mean, that's right. But that's got to be, especially those two guys, right?
Yeah.
Latham and Skronsky, like part of this is part of the core of this team. So now you fix this. Problem is, okay, so how do you fix left tackle
right. Moving
forward? But I think that could be something. Now, it's not this week because he's not playing. And at some point you get to enough into the season, you're like, when the heck is he going to play and how effective is he going to be? That's kind of depressing.
Craig says, I guess the good thing about the Titans is we don't have to tank. We are genuinely this awful, genuinely this bad. No tanking required by the Tennessee Titans. Skyler says, lose them all, Titans. I'm making a killing betting on these other teams. It's from Skyler on the text line.
Liam says, just lose, baby. Yeah. So this question says, this is your buddy John who's asking if you're watching the Ryder Cup in studio. Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, bro.
He says, who would you even tank for? If you go winless, smart decision, you'd probably trade the first pick. Well, yeah, that's why you tank.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get the number one pick and you don't have a quarterback need, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful
thing to be.
Yeah, because now you need, it'll happen. Like we said yesterday, like someone will merge. I mean, we're talking about the Mendoza kid from Indiana now. It has not been
Joey Aguilar.
Who knows, man? But it has, like, we haven't seen, like, the Nussmeyers, the Sellers, these guys, Aller, like explode out of the gate here. But there's going to be a quarterback. Who's gonna be the most quarterback needy team in the draft? Who are the obvious quarterback needy teams?
Well, I have no idea what the New Orleans Saints are gonna end up thinking about Tyler Shuck, so they could be on the list.
They're
bad, so they're gonna be in position to draft
the Browns.
I mean, they've just drafted a billion quarterbacks, but you could draft another one, throw them in there.
I don't know if anybody
that they drafted is going to end up being their long-term guy, so they could certainly be in the mix there for sure.
I'll tell you, yeah. Now,
the Browns are going to have two first-round picks, by the way.
I don't remember where, like, Kyler is on this contract, but I think at this point he's
– we're flirting dangerously close to my draft line here.
I know, I'm sorry. Bottom line is there's going to be – I'm just trying to make sure there are going to be some teams, right? There's always somebody, right? Like, there's always somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, the Colts could go south if my prediction holds true. Then they're gonna go 6-11. So all of a sudden, be like, okay, actually, we do need a quarterback. Carolina. There's enough teams out there that you figure, because what you need is obviously someone to give you a crap ton to get to the number one spot.
So we started the segment by asking Titans fans how excited they were.
Let's talk about the draft!
And we devolved into, don't worry, if they suck long enough, you might be able to get some good picks this year in the draft.
Oh, man.
Joel makes a good point. We got a new wrinkle this week. There's a new play caller out there.
So that is true.
Will, can the Titans get to 20?
They just did. They just did.
That's true.
They got two touchdowns the second half.
Let's rephrase it. Will the Titans get to 20 while remaining within two scores of the other team at some point?
Okay. Well, if you're going to put it that way, geez. Yeah.
I'm going no this weekend, by the way.
What's that?
I'm going no. They're not getting to 20 this weekend.
The over-under on this game is very low,
yeah,
as we would expect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the over-under – I could see it being
low. 38.5, I think I saw.
Based on the Titans matchup with their offense against the Texans, I think that's a good reason for it to be low. I don't know. The other side, I feel like this is the week. The next week, all the headlines in Houston are going to be like, man.
Texans offense figured it out, man.
Maybe they can block.
Yeah.
Their pass protection got way better this week. Wow.
If you're the Texans,
they're really improving.
If you're the Texans' tackles this week, you're probably looking at the film and being like, oh, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
This rookie, please, please be on my side, rookie. Or, you know what, I'll take Arden Key, too. That's fine.
615-737-1025, our phone number. More of your thoughts on the matchup from the Titans and the Texans. Plus, we got a little bit of a feud heading into this game between a prominent member of the Titans and a prominent member of the Texans. And Joe has some thoughts on that. We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Vanderbilt taking on Utah State tomorrow at First Bank Stadium. Pre-game at 10 a.m. on 102.5 The Game. Kickoff at 11:45. Vanderbilt football brought to you by Gary Force Acura, Jimmy Kelly Steakhouse, and Smoky Mountain Tops. The Titans taking on the Texans on Sunday. Both teams in search of their first win of the season. Titans have lost, I believe, 9 in a row, dating back to last season. Their last win in Houston, baby.
That's right.
On the road against the Houston Texans. Will Levis threw a pick six in that game, and they still won.
They did. They did. So, I mean, if they win this week, it's like, man, Brian Callahan, king of Houston, mayor of Houston, Brian Callahan.
Maybe enough to keep his job.
Now, I want to talk about some of these pass rushers the Titans could get in the next draft. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I apologize.
We did have a lot of people texting in and be like, what are we doing? Thought we weren't talking draft.
Well, the point I was trying to answer the question of why is it great to have the number one pick? And then I'm like there will – like there's always a quarterback need a team, but I just didn't –
Here he goes again.
No, I'm just saying. I was just trying to explain. Then I was like going down the rabbit hole of there will be a quarterback needy team, right? Like, has there ever been a year where there wasn't an obvious, like, glaring quarterback needy team in the NFL draft?
I don't think so.
Probably not, but like it is possible, right? Like it's possible for the whole league to like be at least okay.
Publicly shame Rex Road. Everybody text in.
I'm not talking about the draft. I'm not talking about the draft.
We've gone way too far into the draft talk here.
I'm talking NFL big picture history of the quarterback position.
All right.
But Reuben Bain could be a good number one pick. I'm just saying. Okay. That's illegal, and I'm calling the feds in to shut this down.
So we got a little bit of a feud heading into this game, which is kind of nice because it's actually something that we'll actually get to watch on the field, which I'm excited about. So L'Jarius Sneed earlier this week was asked about Nico Collins and took an interesting line of approach when asked about Nico Collins. Here's what L'Jarius Sneed had to say earlier this week.
He was asked about you, and he said, who?
Nico Collins this week.
Who?
Nico.
A couple times today.
Okay. Yeah, he knows who I am. Yeah.
Nico Collins says he knows who I am. But you could see, like, I saw the video feed in of Nico Collins' face there. You could see it. It made him mad. Like, when he's told about L'Jarius Sneed saying, who? When talking about Nico Collins.
Oh, yeah.
He was upset. And I'm here for it. The Nico Collins L'Jarius Sneed feud heading into this game. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah. Look, this strikes right to the heart of a thing I've noticed in my entire life. Have you ever noticed how it's infuriating to me, but like some of the best athletes I've been around, I'm talking even like growing up and stuff like that, whatever, through it. Like I'm sure you've met someone who's like great at sports who doesn't like sports.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I actually think some of the best athletes, some, are like they couldn't care less about the sport they play. Like they're completely aloof and oblivious.
Okay.
I think L'Jarius Sneed is 100% that dude. I don't think he knows who he is. I swear to you. He's like number whatever. Yeah, okay.
Have they not played against each other? Has he not been matched up against him?
I understand. I understand, but like I seriously think he doesn't follow football. And there is that type of like great athlete who's like better than everybody else, but also doesn't give a crap about the sport. It doesn't follow it, doesn't follow the players. I swear. Like
Hey L'Jarius, you're going up against Tom Brady this week. Your thoughts on
who? Oh, is that number 12?
Who's Brady?
Yeah, number 12. Yeah, he throws a pretty good ball. Number 12.
Patrick Mahomes. L'Jarius, do you know who that is? Used to play with him. Quarterback 15 on the Chiefs.
Yeah,
that seems vaguely familiar.
Yeah, he has that really annoying brother. I fought with him one time. Yeah, I mean, okay, so obviously, yeah, does he know some people in the league and stuff? Sure, sure. But, like, I don't think he was talking trash. Like, if you watch the video, it's like, someone said, you know, like, who? And then Bukowski said he said it twice. Did he say it twice?
Yes.
Yeah?
I think you're reaching, like, Inspector Gadget on this one.
I'm not reaching at all. Dude, I watched this thing, and I'm just like, yeah, he's not. You think he was intentionally like, oh, who?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, God. No, he was not. Dude, what's
– You think the answer is he doesn't know who Nico Collins is?
He is a – dude, Legarius Sneed is oblivious to many things. I promise you that my theory, which is a true theory.
Hell, I don't know who that is.
I promise.
Who's Nico Collins?
Listen, so again, you think he's intentionally saying, who?
Yes,
oh,
I think that's probably a better explanation than he doesn't know who the number one wide receiver on the Houston Texans is.
Dude, he knows his number.
Okay.
Okay, this is who you're matched up against. Okay, I promise you. I can't promise you that my theory is right. He's not intentionally saying, who?
Just watch the Kuharsky video from his Twitter. You said,
I watched
it. Oh, you saw Sneed's face?
That's exactly what he's doing.
Yes. He's like, who?
And then he like went to the afterwards. He goes, okay, thanks. Yeah. Like his media availability was over.
See you guys.
By the way, Kuharsky.
I got to go study the roster for the Texans.
That he doesn't
dictionary. Figure out everybody's name.
I've not been around him this year. I was around him enough last year. He's oblivious. He is oblivious. I promise you. Meanwhile, Kaharski tweets: Titans respect Nico Collins. Legarius Sneed wasn't egging him on with who response. I don't know. I mean, so apparently okay. Kaharski. I don't know. He's the one who put the video out and initially started the controversy, and now he's saying the opposite. So I. My theory in life is very true, 100%. So, whatever. I don't know if that's really what's – I mean, I hope he knows who people are in the league. He was not intentionally saying
it. Is that like the theory that Levis got the Jets name?
That's
the Jets
what,
player's name.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about
is that
that
same – you know, are we on the same level on this one?
No. Yeah. No, Levis just misspoke. Levis is someone who knows all the players on the team. He's not one of those guys. Sneed, you know these people. It's like – you don't even know anything about sports, but you're better than all of us. I hate you, man.
Jerry Sneed going to get out there and said, hey, I'm Legarius. Shake your hand.
Nice to meet you.
Nico? Is that what you – Nico Iamaliava? What's your last name? Collins. Okay, gotcha.
I mean, I can't believe – if you watch that video and like –
I think this is maybe the craziest thing you've ever said.
Well, listen. My theory, it's a lifelong of building it, you know, that may not apply to him. I think it does. Again, it's fine. I'm sure he knows he is. The idea that he seriously is doing this on purpose. Who?
Nico Collins, who is that?
I mean, come on.
So when you say they
is
don't
he a
like
football player?
Sports, they don't like follow, they're not fans of the game, they
exactly.
don't follow it.
Dude, yeah, don't you... Like, yes.
I know that, yes. I know what you're
like,
talking
this
about.
This is a real yes. thing. This is a real thing, and it's always like... And you'll find it in the pros. Well,
like,
it's just like
just out there doing their
so
thing.
So here's
yeah.
a guy. Okay, here's a guy who is an exact example of this. And I mean, it's not like he's great in the NFL. Like a Dory Jackson knows nothing about sports. Like he's just like really good, but
you
he like,
tell.
He's not right. Like he's into other stuff. I remember one time. I don't even remember. I think this was like a story I was doing like on CTE. But anyway, he was like, "Yeah, I mean." I want my kids like are artists. I want my kids to be artists. I don't want them to play sports. And he's just really good. He's an incredible athlete. He plays, but he doesn't follow. He doesn't play fantasy football. Doesn't follow the game. I mean,
you're getting roasted on the text.
That's fine. That's fine. You can roast me again. That's. I mean, this is sort of a little fun aside of my life that I've experienced.
So you don't think Adoree knew the opponents every week, the names of them?
I mean, look, I don't know about that. Like. But I do think a lot of guys – you talk to guys in NFL locker rooms, you know what they say? And I understand if it's a star player, you better know them. But they always say, yeah, 8's really good and 14's good. We got to watch 14.
They go by numbers a lot, yeah.
You know, they watch the film like, yeah, you know, 23. Dude, that happens all the time. Now, should he know who Nico Collins is? Yeah.
Especially if you're playing him this week.
Right, but he knows him by his number by film.
I can tell you this, Nico Collins ain't going to take it the way Rex Rhodes taking it.
Oh, that's fine.
I can promise you that.
No, sure, sure. And then he'll go for like 8 for $150 and talk trash about him afterward. But I do not, in all seriousness, I do not think. No, Joe's calling the, I'm not calling the player stupid. I'm saying some guys don't follow the sport they play. They really don't, they don't care. They don't watch games when they're on their free time. That is a real thing. So I think he knows him by his number off the film. I do not for any stretch of the imagination watching that video think he was sitting there like, who? He sucks. I'm gonna no. He seriously was like, who? I know his number. I swear. I will lay it down right here. You guys can rip me all you want.
This is the most ridiculous thing you've ever said.
Oh, God, whatever.
The most ridiculous thing you've ever said. Keith says this is a low-T alert for Joe. Low-T alert.
And, Joe. I mean, you guys have got to admit, you know what I'm talking about.
All right, so do you agree with Rex Road that Legarius Sneed doesn't have the foggiest clue of who Nico Collins is heading into this matchup?
What number is
thoughts. He? 615-737-1025. Nico, who's that?
I mean, is Nico Collins good enough that, like, everybody, you know? Like, is he that good?
I played him twice last year, probably. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Seriously. I mean, he's good. He's a good player. Is he, like, a great player? Like, everybody knows Tyreek Hill, right? Everybody know Nico Collins?
I mean, he's probably.
Does Legarius Sneed know Tyreek Hill?
I mean, he's probably tier two wide receiver ones, for sure. He's not tier one. Yeah, but.
Does Legarius Sneed know who Calvin Ridley is?
I don't know. Probably not.
That's zero. He knows.
He's got can't catch the ball.
Number zero on the other side. I usually let him just run free because he won't catch it.
Take your thoughts. 615-737-1025. This is the most lopsided cooking on the text line I've ever seen, and I'm enjoying the heck out of
whatever,
it.
Whatever. You're
Robbie
all
and
wrong.
Rex Road, 1025 the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 the game.
Come at me.
We have people calling for Rex Road's firing. It ain't that serious. 615-737-1025. So Rex Road doesn't think Legarius Sneed knows who a single player in the NFL is. Certainly not Nico Collins.
Tracy from Franklin. We have all known those guys. Joe is right. I've got support. You're saying that everybody's cooking me, and some people are.
You're getting cooked.
I'm getting bad. Okay. Well, I'd like to introduce him, and I got Stilly talking about the stupidest take of all time.
Yeah.
Stilly. Stilly. Trying to say someone has the stupidest take of all time. Rand Carthon wasn't on the Christmas card. He's probably the dude who's getting fired. Stilly. Trying to talk about the worst take of all time.
I mean, he got fired a couple weeks
ago. No, it was a year later.
Was that a year later? I can't keep up.
Yeah, that was the year Vrabel got fired, but he thought it was Rand.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Now.
Just foreshadowing.
Let me just tell you something. This, I'm entering this into evidence, and I'd like to thank Sean Henry, president and CEO of the Nashville Predators. He comes in and texts. He says, I support you. Lawrence Taylor, Ricky Henderson. Two great examples of two of the best ever that literally didn't know the names of teams they played, let alone the players. Now, listen to this. This is brilliant, okay? He says, you know, he's seen other examples, you know, like hockey too. But here, there's three types of guys in the locker room. I've never heard this before. This is really good. He said, the first are the servants that know every single player in the league, their exact stats, every player within 30 years of their career. The second are the ones that know every player in every league, regardless of sport, but they won't readily admit it. The third in the smaller group is the one you're describing, that literally doesn't know another player in the league, oftentimes rarely knows their own teammates if they played less than 3 years together. I got Dane from Nolensville texting me, hey, remember when Ricky Henderson told John Olerud he used to – this is amazing. Ricky Henderson told John Olerud he used to play with the guy that wore a helmet on the field. Olerud's like, that was me, dude. I'm telling you, these people exist. I grew up with people who like
you just watch so much film in the NFL, though.
Right, but dude, they talk in numbers. You got zero. I mean,
can they read the name on the back of the jersey when they're seeing the number?
But if you don't like watch your sport, follow your sport, play fantasy football, you just do your job, you're just better than everybody else, and you don't care, you have other interests, that's how you talk about people by their, I promise you. Go to any defensive coordinator, presser, the D coordinators are usually using names. Like, players every week are like, yeah, we got to really watch zero. We got to watch 73. I'm telling you, linemen talking about pass rushers. Not saying they don't know their names. But in some cases, they don't know their names. I just don't think regardless of this theory, which is very true, and thank you for validating me, Sean Henry, Dane from Nolensville, and others who live life and touch grass every once in a while and are just sitting on a text line ripping somebody. I appreciate that. But set that to the side. I strongly do not think that Sneed was, like, intentionally talking trash here. I mean, I hope he was. That'd be awesome. I just don't think he was.
One texter says, everyone's wrong on Sneed. The reporter was soft-spoken in a loud locker room, and Sneed didn't hear him the first time. That's the first two. when he sees all the reporters laughing, he just leaned into it at that point, and you could see it in his face. He just didn't hear the guy and then went with what everyone thought was funny.
It's the whole thing was weird. It was so fast. Like, I kept watching it, and I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like, who? I don't know. I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I hope Snead talked trash, and I hope he goes out there and says, Nico, who? When he comes out of the tunnel, great. Give it to us. I think that L'Jarius Sneed is absolutely the guy who, like, doesn't care about football.
I really can't wait to see this game on Sunday. Now I'm so fired up for L'Jarius Sneed versus Nico Collins.
I mean, Deion Sanders.
Nico Collins just introducing himself after every catch he makes. Like, hi, I'm Nico.
Hey, by the way, I agree with Rex. Thank you. Ben from Coleman City. Joe does have a point. Just listen to former players who become TV personalities. You can tell they don't know the game they just play. I mean, Deion Sanders. That Kevin Baird, you know, you're a good fan, but you piped down.
We're
there,
getting
into
some real big gymnastics territory.
Yep, it's not gymnastics.
All the stretching going on out there.
This is my whole life. I've seen this, and again, it infuriates you. Like, even like in high school, like, it's like some of us who like really are into sports and are like, I'm watching all the pros that try to be better, you know, and then it's just like somebody who doesn't like sports at all who just crushes me. You know, it just, maybe it's just a,
but again, they've played against each other multiple times.
Sure.
So this is not like it's like some new guy out there.
No, I know. I understand. I mean, I don't know what happened there with the response, but I would be willing to bet that L'Jarius Sneed knows like five dudes in the league.
We should ask him one time. Hey,
this would be a good follow-up.
Name all of the football players that you know in this league name. And they can't be on the Titans or the Chiefs. Let's go
with them too. I still think it's about five.
Do you know who Travis Kelce is, L'Jarius?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a running talent.
Oh, yeah, 87? Yeah, he was annoying. He was almost as annoying as that 15's brother.
Like, that'd be the first game. It'd probably be a welcome change for Brian Callahan after the game. Hey, Brian, does L'Jarius Sneed know anyone on your team? Does he know your name? Does L'Jarius Sneed know Callahan's name?
Jeremy Gover. Gotta agree with Rex Road here. I remember being shocked when I first heard a Preds player tell me they didn't know they don't follow the sport outside of their direct bubble. It happens, man. It happens.
Yeah, guys, there's a difference between not following the sport very closely out of your direct bubble and just like not knowing who anyone is. Like, you cannot keep up with the day to day of the Calgary Flames if you're a Predators player and still have a general idea of who's on their team.
Yeah, general. But you know by numbers. That's what Sneed knows. Knows Nico by his number, man. I promise you. He may be looking at him from behind on Sunday, and then Nico will talk trash to him. And it's a good lesson of, like, never say who. If someone asks you about someone in the locker room, who the hell is that?
Who is that? What are you talking about? Is he a football player? Oh, okay.
But this is
good
a
clarification.
But this is a real thing in life, and I hope some of you feel like you're a little bit more, like your life is a little more enriched. Like Stilly, somebody who should touch grass every once in a while, I hope you're a little bit more enriched now. Learn about life.
Dennis says, in college when I played, plenty of good players who were not baseball fans in the 90s. We were playing at the University of Tampa and said, this is where Tino Martinez played. And I had to explain to them who Tino Martinez was to several teammates, the first baseman of the world champion New York Yankees.
I mean, people have these stories, and it's just like, again, like, there's nothing wrong with being great. If you're a great athlete, you're a great athlete, and not really liking your sport, like, it's allowed. It's just infuriating. I mean, this is, you know,
now,
this.
L'Jarius, this is a big game coming up on Sunday. I might need you to know who you're playing against, son. Please study the tape and know who you're playing against.
Fox Hunt as a
this is the only game I care about on the schedule down there in Houston.
You're welcome, Ben, by the way.
What?
Somebody requested Amy Adams Strong voiceover for this situation. So, you got one.
I would be willing to bet that she knows more players in the NFL than L'Jarius Sneed does.
I did not expect this conversation to go this way.
I mean, I
stand by it. This is your worst take ever.
It's fine. I mean, this is a lifelong take. Like, I saw this and I was like, I know this guy.
By the way, multiple people pointing out that Lawrence Taylor, which is one of the examples you've used here, was not always under the normal influence out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but like also like in the 80s, there was a Lawrence Taylor was not on an island. Let me promise you that, okay? Like, even if you're under the influence of things, you're allowed to know people's names, yeah? Who's that number 7 for Washington? I just broke his leg in half. Is that guy's name?
We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up next. Take your thoughts, 615-737-1025, our phone number. Teron Davenport coming up at 8. We'll see if he thinks L'Jarius Sneed knows the name of anybody else in the league out there. Robbie and Rexroad, 1025 the game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Why the fart were they booing me?
But last time I didn't receive a piece, and I was told that
just pass.
I did not get a piece of the cake.
Did you try to kick an 85-yard field goal with Joey Sly out there?
Most of their time is spent on grass. I don't know that I have especially pointy nipples.
It is that time of the day, the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad, brought to you by Functional Medicine of Tennessee. Rise up to better health. Check them out at functionalmedicineoftennessee.net.
We're just going to keep going with this freaking awesome take by me. See, this is about life, people. Sometimes we talk about things that are bigger picture, okay? For example, I'd like to thank Laverne on the text line. Mm-hmm. He says, Robbie doesn't get Joe's point. He hates when successful people in sports hate sports.
I think, trust me, I get Joe's point. I'm aware of what he's saying.
I think that is a very good way to put it. And, you know, you're not properly representing the text line. Here's another one. Joe, you are spot on. Been following sports since the mid-60s. There are plenty of instances where players don't follow what else is going on in their sport. Some people, even athletes, have a life outside of sports. Maybe not a lot of us that listen to sports talk radio 10 hours a day. Great take. Love the show. Thank you.
I
appreciate it.
Not apples to apples.
I don't know why we have to go from not following all the sport. Their sport for 10 hours a day equates to not knowing anybody's name or who anybody is.
I mean, so Nico Collins had 68 catches for 1,006 yards last year. He's good. He's a good player. He's had 2,000-yard seasons in his career. I think he's a good receiver. He's not a star. I like L'Jarius Sneed.
I mean, 2 years ago, he caught 109 passes for 1,300 yards.
Right, so he has 2,000-yard seasons in his career. Last year, he had 68 for 1,006. He's a very good player. He's not a star. He's number 12. L'Jarius Sneed knows him as 12. Now, 12 may cook him, and then 12 will talk trash about him after the game. But I'm looking forward to TD's thoughts on this. I have asked Pekarski. I said, do you think he was actually talking trash on purpose? He says, don't really know. Seemed like. Can you write a freaking sentence? Don't really know. Seemed like. Okay.
Seems like he was talking trash.
And then I said, I think he knows nothing about the NFL and knows players by numbers. Possible. He said, conceivable, not probable. Thanks, Paul. Whatever. He didn't trash my take. So yeah, I'll take it. Dustin from Hopkins says, I feel Joe is having wife and kids text and throwing life. Dude, it's not my wife and kids who are texting me. It's Sean Henry. Sean Henry runs the Preds. He 100% agrees with my take. So, I mean, I feel like a guy who runs the Nashville Predators is pretty smart. You tell me. I don't know. I don't run the Nashville. You run the Nashville Predators? I don't run the Nashville Predators. I would say whoever does that seems to be pretty smart. Been around sports for about 40 years. But who? Whatever. I guess we know nothing.
Someone says, Joe, this is the dumbest thing of all time. They're in the same division. It's not like Nico plays for the Washington Commanders.
They have not. I don't believe they have played it. Now that we were talking about this during the break, Sneed should have seen him
with the Chiefs.
Now that year when they played in the playoffs, I mean that year Nico had 37 catches of 481 yards. So he also only played 10 games. So he was hurt. So was he hurt in the playoffs? I don't know. Is it possible? Is it possible he's never seen Nico Collins?
I mean.
Yes, it's possible.
I mean, I just, my take keeps getting smarter and smarter, dude. I don't know what to tell you. So Al, who says, oh, Rex Rhodes' best worst take ever.
Okay, here we go.
Thanks. Let's see. I guess I'll take that.
Collins was sidelined with a foot injury in 2022.
Okay.
And did not play when Houston played Kansas City. So
oh,
did not play.
Oh, my God. It's the first time. Sneed, he'll know his name after this.
Sneed missed both matchups versus Houston last year.
Well, yeah, last year for sure. But they, yeah, like, Houston and Kansas City saw each other a lot for their first stretch.
Yeah, I mean, Nico's only been in the league for 4 years. Yeah. So he had 33 catches as a rookie.
Well, this is his fifth year, but yeah.
Well, right, so yeah, there's 4 years before this.
Yeah.
Right. So now this is five, yes.
Yeah, so this is his, so he has now been in the league 5 years when it's your fifth year.
Yes, yeah, it's his fifth year.
I'm glad we clarified
the
that.
The sentence I said was he'd been in the league for 4 years. That's the previous 4 years where they could have played. So Apparently they never played. I mean, again, if you've never played the guy, he's good. He's not great. And you go, Legarius Sneed, this is the thing where Kaharski needs to back me up. These guys talk about number. They talk about, they watch film.
You guys are acting like it's impossible to know numbers and names at the same time.
Oh,
like,
I don't think so.
I don't possibly I don't have so. The brain capacity to know both his number and his name at the same time.
No. I'm not saying it's impossible. If you follow the NFL, some of these guys play fantasy football, have four teams, and they know everybody. Some of these guys know, you know, they know, like, the rookie on this team or that team. I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown does a podcast. Like, he knows everybody in the league. He's a huge, like, NFL, like, guy. He loves it. Dude, Sneed is the guy, is the opposite.
So if they just would have said, what do you think about your matchup versus 18?
Yeah, I think that's
– He would have gone. He would have given a legit answer or would have gone, who?
I don't know. That's a great question. That's a good question. There's a better chance to be like, oh yeah, 18's pretty good. Yeah, 18. You got to watch 18 on the, you know, on the over route. I'm just saying.
Maybe we should change our approach in the locker room, asking questions.
I swear to you, and I understand.
Well, first off, he's number 12, so let's get that.
Yeah, he's number 12. We said that already.
You said 18.
Oh, well, he said 18. Maybe okay. I just got.
I thought you were just saying a number. I thought you were saying as an example.
Okay.
He wasn't. Yeah, we've said he's 12.
Okay,
number 12.
Maybe we can't know the name and the number at the same time.
Well, you can. Some people would. Some people wouldn't. Again, if we're talking about this specific instance, I mean, I'm not. I mean, I hope he was talking trash. I'm all for it. I don't need. No one needs to defend Legarius Sneed. Talk that trash. Let's see what happens on the field. I watched that video, and he's like, who? I think that was genuine. I do. Like you serious? Okay. So, again.
Yes, me and most of the public think he was talking trash, Joe. I know
really?
This is a stunning thought.
What a
weird. The guy in Houston asked him about it because he thought he was talking trash. He didn't ask him about it because he said, hey, that guy doesn't know who you are.
Yeah, I understand what Houston, this is what everybody would do. Of course they asked him about it. You watch that video, and you think he's like, who?
Yes,
no,
I do.
That's ridiculous.
I do.
I highly doubt that. I hope you guys are right.
We are. Don't worry.
Okay.
Let's head to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Lorenzo to the program. Lorenzo, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. So let me challenge your thoughts on the Legarius Sneed as far as him saying who. Now, I would say, just say he if he didn't know Nico Collins. You know who I blame? There's two situations I blame. One, I would blame the coaching staff in practice, like when they're watching film, because Houston don't have many weapons on offense. So the name Nico should be said in the meeting room. And if the coaches wasn't really mentioning that a lot in film, then it's like that's a bad spot for the coaches, because maybe they're not coaching to where they need to in the film room. Or Legarius Sneed might have been asleep in the meeting room. The coach is like, hey, you got to guard Nico. And then he might be asleep, not realizing that.
This is not – okay, but just
– no, he's asleep.
This
Thank
is
you, Lorenzo.
This is –
Sneed napping in the – in the meeting room. Hey, Legarius, wake up over there. Watch it's a film.
Why would you say Nico? It's 12.
Yeah.
If you go watch college or NBA basketball. I got 8. I got 15. Like, people talk numbers. When you're watching films, you got to know his name. It's Nico.
Legarius, wake up.
Hey, do you know his middle name? You better know his middle name, too. No, he's 12. This is what 12 does. I need TD. TD will back me up.
The Jazz, get up. We're in the meeting. That's my new favorite. That's what we're going to go with now. Snead was asleep in the meeting.
There we go.
Lots of sleeping going on around the Titans. Either in the meeting, on the plane, lots of sleeping around there.
That's true.
All right, we'll get TD with us.
Can't wait till we get after the Snead's gone. Kaharski, tell us where he took naps.
We will actually talk about the game and the matchup as well with TD coming up next as well.
I suppose.
All that coming up. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.